My dearest friends, my brothers and sisters in Boca Raton, and from wherever you're watching in this most unusual, this most painful, this most complicated Tisha B'Av. Let's be honest. Most years we struggle to connect to Tisha B'Av. The calamities, the tragedies of the past are from so long ago, they are so unfamiliar to us. Do we even begin to appreciate or to relate to what was and what was lost? How can we mourn? And how can we grieve for things we never knew? What does it mean to have had a Beis HaMikdash? What does it mean to be exiled from Yerushalayim? What does it mean to be sent away and to sit alone? This is foreign to us, it's unfamiliar to us. We hear the words, most years of the Megillah that we'll read momentarily. Echa yashva badad. How could she sit alone? And while every year we can translate the words, we don't connect to what they mean. Yashva badad? To sit alone? Most years we listen to Echa in a shul that's packed with people from wall to wall. Most years we're sitting among friends, and though of course we're restricted from greeting one another, nevertheless surrounded by people we know, we feel companionship and community and connection. And while we hear the words of Echa, most years we struggle to manufacture the feeling and to generate the emotions that they're meant to create. But my dear friends, not tonight. Tonight, this year, those words, Echa Yashva Badad, they pierce our souls and they break our hearts because of just how true they are and how deeply they resonate with us and how accurately they describe our condition, how accurately they describe this moment, how accurately they describe how we are feeling. Badad. Badad means alone. The word for quarantine in Hebrew, the law in Israel for those who test positive, who are exposed to corona, to COVID, is they must sit in bidud. They must sit quarantined, isolated, alone. Tonight, instead of sitting on the floor together, we're spread out. We're each in our own homes. We're divided. We're apart. We are distanced from one another, not by choice. Normally every year we end the evening and I remind everyone that the halacha, the law is, we're not allowed to socialize and we can't say hello. And as much as we're drawn to one another and as much as we are accustomed to spend time when we walk out on Tisha B'Av, we go our separate ways. But I don't have to remind you of that tonight. Because the moment we turn off the technology, the moment we stop the stream, we're apart. Some who are listening are legally in bidud. But every one of us is feeling badad. Badad, distanced from one another and distanced from our Heilige Shul, driven from our holy sanctuary. You know, we never knew a life. None of us. None of us know what life with the Mikdash was like. We didn't merit to live when the Beis HaMikdash stood in all of its glory. We don't know what it means to be exiled from it. But we do know what life with our Mikdash Ma'at is like. It wasn't that long ago that our vibrant shul was active and bursting at the seams and multiple minyanim and multiple simchas and endless Torah learning and shiurim and speakers and kiddush and shalashuddus and events and programs. Our Mikdash Ma'at in its glory, and we've been exiled from it. And shuls that are open, they're open minimally, while still yet many continue to daven outdoors. And so many still have to daven by themselves, and in their homes, in bidud, badad, sitting alone. We are badad from learning Torah together in a Beis Medrash. We are badad from joining together to hear a shir. We are badad from making the walls of our shul reverberate from the collective sound of song. We are badad from having a kiddush or nourishing our souls at a collective shalashuras, or celebrating a simcha in all of its glory. My dearest friends, on this Tesha B'Av night, in Tov Shin Pei, things are not normal. This is not the world the way it's meant to be. In Bidud, Badad, sitting alone and apart, exiled and driven from our Mikdash Ma'at, the central place from which we draw inspiration, from which we draw connection, from which we feel in the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam. This is not normal. Modified simchas, and nearly empty funerals, and virtual shivas, grandchildren waving at grandparents from the street, children holding up signs to their loved ones in a nursing home, sending messages through nurses in a hospital. This is not normal. A life of badad, bidud, is not normal. It's galus. It is a galus within the darkness of our galus. Friends and family that were here and healthy a moment and are gone the next. It's not normal. So many of you, so many of us who are here gathered tonight have lost loved ones over these 4 months. Tamidei chachamim, tzaddikim, gaonim, righteous men and women, family and friends. Is it normal to need refrigerated trucks because a morgue runs out of room for bodies? Is that normal? My beloved cousin Rav Zalman Hillel Fendel, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who was robbed and stolen from his 12 children, from his family, his Torah that he was yet to write and teach and share, gone. It's not normal. It's Churban. We are living in a state of Churban, of abnormality, of bidud, of badad, of loneliness and isolation. A bedidus, a loneliness, the likes of which I have never seen. Is it normal that on Pesach, I've been Shomer Shabbos my whole life, I never violated Shabbos. Yontif I've kept my entire life, I'm privileged to grow in an observant family. And this Pesach, for the first time in my life, I left my phone on. Because everybody had to be badad, alone, apart. And so that someone who felt desperate and someone who felt the pain of loneliness and someone who was going to do something desperate and devastating. And I left my phone on thinking I'll make it to the end of Yontif to Havdalah and certainly nobody will call. They'll be reassured to know the phone is on. I spoke on the phone more times on this Yontif of Pesach than I have on a Yontif or Shabbos my entire life to lonely and desperate people. This is not normal. This is not normal. But my dearest friends, I fear that for too many of us, parts of being in galus, driven and exiled from our mikdash ma'at, our community divided, fragmented, spread apart. My greatest fear, my deepest pain is that this will start to feel normal. That instead of streaming tears and instead of having a broken heart from not being able to gather in shul, I've heard from some who are relieved. They can dress down. Shabbos Yontif shorts and t-shirt daven in the driveway. Instead of longing for davening to return to its full glory, pining to hear Kriyas HaTorah and Haftorah, there are some who think, this new abbreviated format, it's not that bad. It wouldn't be terrible if we keep it going forward. This is Churban. When the abnormal feels normal, when the loneliness becomes what we've come to anticipate, it's not normal. It's Churban, it's destruction. BRS is open again, Boca Raton Synagogue, our holy shul for Minyan, but it's not right for everyone to come. There are many in vulnerable populations. There are many who cannot take that risk. There are many who don't feel comfortable. And there are so many legitimate reasons. It's okay, it's correct, it's right to still daven outdoors or to daven home alone. If you can't or you shouldn't come back, you're doing the right thing and we love you and we think about you and we are searching every day for ways to accommodate and to welcome you back. But in the meantime, don't give up. And don't ever adjust. And don't let davening at home or in your driveway become a new normal. It's galus, it's exile, it's not normal. And if you can come back, if your health allows you to come back, if you can come back, don't ever, chas v'shalom, choose not to, simply because of comforts or convenience. Could you imagine? Could you imagine you're allowed to visit a grandparent to finally enter the hospital or facility to spend time with a loved one, but you choose to still wave from the parking lot instead, or to hold up a sign from outside because it's more convenient? The Ribbono Shel Olam is found in our Mikdash Ma'at, the Ner Tamid, the Aron Kodesh, the Sifrei Torah, the Bima, what those walls have heard, what those Sidurim have absorbed. The Shul is the holiest place until we have a Beis HaMikdash, that Mikdash Ma'at, our sanctuary, driveway, minyanim, and davening alone. For some, it's what's necessary and needed right now, but it's a gullus within a dark gullus. It is not normal. It's not normal. We have an amazing member of our shul who's deep into his 90s. Mr. Mike Sanders, Alzheim gesund und stark. He should have good health and long years. And I try to call him regularly to check in on him. My neighbor, my mentor, my friend. And do you know what that phone call is like each and every time? He's in his 90s. And do you know what he lives for? His entire life revolves around going to shul. And for 4 months, every time I call him, it's the same conversation. Rabbi, did you call me to tell me I can come back? Should I come now? When is the next minyan? Is the shul open? Is it time? Can I come home? Ad kidei kach, so far that I have to bend the truth. Every time we talk, I have to tell him, well, the shul's not really open. It's not open for you. You can't come back just yet. Soon, Mr. Sanders, soon. We practically need to hire security just to keep this man deep in his 90s away. Because my friends, that is what it means to know you're in exile. It's what it means to desperately long to come home. It's what it means, Sipisal Yeshua, to wait for the salvation, for the redemption, to want to go back to the way it's meant to be. To want to return to normal. To want to come home and to be together with your family and to be where we belong. These 4 months, our current gullus, our condition, the reality of being exiled from our Mikdash Ma'at and from one another, these 4 months are a microcosm of a bigger and broader gullus of the exile that has lasted for 2,000 years. The same way these 4 months are not normal, these last 2,000 years are not normal. And they must never, ever feel normal. It's not normal to face growing anti-Semitism. Celebrities and athletes who have no fear in a world in which no one is free to express bias or hate towards any group, but still license to talk about or to retweet or to repost lyrics against the Jew. Not to mention adversaries and enemies in Iran or surrounding Israel or right here in America, who seek our demise and extermination. Is it normal to have to confront hate? Is it normal for shuls to need security guards to make sure its members aren't stabbed? It's not normal to not even know. Too many Jews don't even know they have a father, or how to talk to him, or to feel his love, or his support, or his affection. It isn't normal not to have a massive family reunion for our entire people to gather at the Beis HaMikdash, Aliyah L'Regel, every holiday. It's not normal not to be able to offer a sacrifice to say we're sorry, or to bring a korban to express our gratitude when a miracle happens to us. It's not normal. These 4 months are abnormal, and these 2,000 years are completely abnormal. As much as we have adjusted, and as much as we have adapted, and as much as we've come to not mind the diaspora so much, it's not normal. It's not normal. The Hilchos Sfasim, the Ger Rebbe writes, that when Mashiach comes, there will be a need for two geulas, there'll be a need for two redemptions. One redemption to take the Jewish people out of gullus, and the other geula, another redemption to take gullus out of the Jews. Because we've been in it for so long. We have adjusted and adapted. We have allowed 2,000 years of abnormal to become a new normal. And then for nothing else that we cry this next night and day. We cry, we mourn, and we grieve for how normal the abnormal has become for 2,000 years and in these last 4 months. We must never adjust to being bidud. And we must never adapt to being badad. It's not normal. During the Six-Day War, as soldiers ran to the newly captured Kotel, one of the non-religious soldiers saw the religious soldiers crying, and he too began to cry. The religious soldier looked at him surprised and asked, "I know why I'm crying, but why are you crying?" And the non-religious soldier famously answered back, "I'm crying because I don't even know what I'm supposed to be crying about. I'm crying because looking at you, I don't even know what I'm supposed to be crying about." My dearest friends, most years if we cry in Tisha B'Av at all, we cry because we don't even know what we're supposed to be crying about. But this year is different. This year is different than all of the Tisha B'Avs. We have an opportunity over the next day that most of us have never had before, and hopefully we pray we'll never have again. We can, and we must channel the misery and the loneliness and the agony of being in a pandemic gullus exile into relating to and understanding and feeling what the bigger and broader gullus means. We can and we must channel our desire to go back to shul, not in a minimal or modified way, but back to what we knew and loved, what we were elevated by, into a longing to go back to the Beis HaMikdash and to come back to Yerushalayim. But here's what it's going to take, and here's what we have to do. If our pain is the result of being in bidud, if our agony is the feeling of being badad, then the antidote and healing will come from feeling biyachad, by coming together. We still cannot be together physically, but we can still be united and connected nonetheless. COVID demands that we maintain our distance, but having distance doesn't mean we have to feel like we're apart. The reality is that we can't congregate and we can't use our campus, but we can and still must connect with community. We daven b'Yerushalayim ircha b'rachamim tashuv. We ask Hashem, uvenei osa b'karov yameinu. Please Hashem, build it, take us out. Let us be together, transport us to where we belong. Let us come home. B'karov yameinu binyan olam, what we long for, what we ask for, what we beg for, is a binyan olam, and binyan olam is usually translated, a binyan olam means an eternal building, an everlasting edifice, the third Beis HaMikdash. But the Chafetz Chaim says, that's not what it means. Uvenei osa b'karov, build it soon, build it now. B'yameinu, in our time, a binyan olam. You know what binyan olam means? It's a binyan, it's a building, it's a capital campaign. The whole olam, the whole world has to participate in. This is a capital campaign that doesn't take money, but it demands 100% participation. Nobody can sit on the sideline. Nobody can shut the door on the Mashulach who asks for Mashiach. Nobody can sit this one out. If we want that binyan, it takes the whole olam. Every one of us have to leave our comfort zone and our selfishness. Every one of us have to extend ourselves to others. Every one of us have to transcend the badad and the bidud that have been forced upon us to create a yachad and a yichud, to connect with others. The antidote to badad, to being apart, is to act and to come together, to connect as a community, to express care and concern. Community is more important than ever. It transcends campus. It transcends capacity to congregate. It means reaching out to a neighbor, a friend, someone who's lonely or isolated, someone who feels the worst of what it means to be badad and bidud. It means to be a community. Thanks to technology, we can still be a community of learners. Thanks to minyanim indoors and outdoors, we can be a community of daveners. Thanks to incredibly coordinated efforts, we can still be a community of chesed, and a community of advocacy, and a community that refuses to adjust to this new normal. We refuse to adjust to the normal of 2,000 years, and we refuse to adjust to the normal of 4 months. COVID can keep us at a distance, but it cannot keep us apart. And it's going to take the whole Olam. It's going to take each and every one of us. You can't delegate someone else to do it for you. And you're not Yotzei with your parents' gift. This is a capital campaign to bring a building that you don't have to reach into your pocket, but you have to reach deep into your heart and into your soul and determine what kind of person you want to be, how much you want to connect to your Father in heaven, and how willing you are to be part of a community that transcends the distance of a pandemic. COVID is a potentially lethal virus. It's a horrifically contagious disease. And of course, we cannot and we are not cavalier or casual about it. But do you know there's a spiritual malady that is a formidable threat that is potentially spiritually lethal? And Shir Shirim Shlomo HaMelech tells us, Hishpati eschem benos Yerushalayim, im timtzu es dodi, swear to me, daughters of Yerushalayim, if you find my beloved, matagidu lo, you know what you should tell him? Shecholas ahava ani. Tell him, cholas ahava, that I am sick in my love and in my longing to be together. And the Vilna Gaon on this pasuk comments that there are many illnesses and there are many diagnoses and there are many sicknesses in this world, but do you know what the most dangerous malady is? Do you know what the most dangerous sickness is? Cholas ahava. Being distanced from Hashem. Being exiled from our Father. Living in doubt and uncertainty and not knowing if He's there or why He's doing what He's doing. Failing to feel His love and His embrace and His support. Cholas ahava ani. Do we feel that cholas ahava? We have been exiled from His home. We've been kicked out and alienated from Him these next 25 hours. Tonight we'll read, Sasam tefilasi. He silenced our tefillah. Do we feel the cholas ahava? Are we sick in our yearning to reconnect, to come home to Him? And so my dear friends, as we begin Eicha, as we start Eicha, we turn to Hashem and we tell Him, enough! Genug! This isn't normal! We refuse to stay in this state! David HaMelech in Tehillim, Kuf Mem Beis tells us, Hotziya mimasker nafshi, take my soul out of confinement! As we begin Eicha, we demand, we turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam and we beg, Hotziya mimasker nafshi, Hashem, take us out of this bidud, this badad. Take us out of this confinement. We're sick of being distanced from one another and most of all from You. Hotziya mimasker nafshi, let me hug my friends. Let me daven with a minion. Let me dance at a simcha. Let me sit quietly and comfort a mourner. Hotziya, let me out. Let me out. It's enough. It's not normal. I won't adjust. I won't adjust to the 4 months and I won't adjust to the 2,000 years. I refuse to stay away from the Mikdash Ma'at. And it's time to come home to our Mikdash in Yerushalayim. May we feel that Cholas Ahava. May we feel that sickness, that love, that longing, that drive, that desire to be together, to overcome the Bidud and the Badad. And to be biyachad with one another in Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh, together with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Begin Eicha, Perek Aleph.